Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schuss for Rabbi Marazi Shiyachiu. And it's based on the Torah of Meir Rabbeinu the Rosh Yeshiva Shlita. It says in Bereishis 43:1, the famine was heavy in the land. When they finished eating the food that they brought with them from Mitzrayim, the father said, go buy us some food. Rashi says, Kasher kilu lechol, when they finished eating, wait for the old man until there's no more bread in the house. And then he'll send us back. This nusach of amtinu lezaken requires a perush. What type of dibur is this? That Yehuda should speak about his father that way. Amtinu lezaken, wait for the old man until there's no more bread in the house. We also have to understand this eitzah. He said he's afraid that Binyamin's going to die. So what's it going to help that there's no more food? For the same reason he didn't want to send before, he's not going to want to send even after there's no food. He's concerned with Binyamin. So it would appear that there are two types of cheshbonos. There are cheshbonos that relate to the regular anhag of Dvar Yom B'Yomo, regular way of being mashgiach in the world. And there are also cheshbonos that are nogel etzim kiyum klal Yisrael. The very existence of Klal Yisrael, then this is a different type of anhaga. The chashash of who levader nishal, b'koro asam balerach, he alone remains. About Binyamin, and I'm afraid that there's going to be some sort of catastrophe that's going to happen to him on the way, is only b'shas anhaga regila, when there's a regular anhaga. When it's noged to the kiyum of Klal Yisrael, b'aroy, kovid ba'aretz, there's a heavy famine in the land. Kila pasmin abayis, there's no more bread in the house. In such a matzav, where the etzem kiyum of Klal Yisrael is in danger, so then there's a different hanaga, there's a different smichus das, there's a different type of behavior, there's a different type of attitude, and that is that a person has to have massive bitachon in the hashgacha of Hashem, colossal bitachon. And with this we can understand why in the whole parasha it says Vayomer Yaakov, Vayomer Yaakov, but from here on in the parasha it says Vayomer Yisrael Lama Harayosem. Because here we're dealing with the nitzchius of Knesset Yisrael, of Klal Yisrael. So we know there's something called the Tam Elyon and the Tam Tachton. Tachton is like the lower type of, more basic type of approach. And then the Tam Elyon is, in the world of Machshava, the more elevated, more supernatural approach. So the Tam Elyon starts when Yaakov decides to send them down a second time, because now we're getting this special Hanhagim HaShemayim. That's the Tam Elyon, that's the Shem Yisrael. And in this Tam Elyon, when you're in this world of massive bitachon, there's no chashash of the Korah Asan. And that's the Torah Zaken that we mentioned over here. Sayer is somebody who's living for today. Zaken is connected, has contact with the roots of Klal Yisrael. He also has a Havani, has a Tfisa, and a Hemshech Kiyum of Klal Yisrael. And this Zaken understands that when Kila Pasman Abayis, this is a different Cheshbon, a different Anhaga. And therefore, Dafka Khan Nizukav Aruch HaKodesh, Rashi says, L'Rabus Yosef. So he had the Ruach HaKodesh. But in his words, he includes Yosef. When he said in Perek Mem Gimel Pasuk Yud Aleph, V'kel Shekayitin Lechem Rachum V'neish, V'shilach Lechem V'sachichem Acher, Ves Binyamin. So that includes not only Binyamin, V'sachichem Acher Yosef as well. V'ni Kasher Shacholti Shacholti. So since we're in the world of Tam Elyon, he had this special Ruach HaKodesh. Finding the Gemara in Psachim on 66a, that if, what's the din if they forgot and they didn't bring the knife on Erev Shabbos for the Korban Pesach, they have to shecht it. Now it's Shabbos, so they allow to be metaltel the Sakin, which is Harabim. In order to shecht the Korban Pesach, they didn't know what to do, so the Gemara, Harachlam, Yisrael, whatever the Jewish people do is fine if they're not Nevi'im. They're B'nai Nevi'im. Why is this And yet, B'nai Nevi'im mentioned Dafka over here. Elohim Eim Advarim. The Akrabas HaKorban Pesach Nozara Brit Yisrael. The U.S. Kal Yisrael, the Sima Alatan, the Akrabas HaKorban Pesach, is our special covenant with God. This is the our Haz Mahais Maila. And just like by our Avos, when we're coming into contact with Nitzchis Yisrael, this is special Ruach HaKodesh. So to the children of Ruach HaKodesh, when we're dealing with the Korban Pesach, so the idea of Ruach HaKodesh is emphasized. Therefore, dafka in the context of Ruach HaKodesh, Psalm 66a, we mention Ruach HaKodesh. V'chein b'chol matzev u'matzev kol tzara shalei tovo. When we're dealing here with the question of Nitzchis, of Netzach of Klal Yisrael, we are sure that the Hanhaga Mashgacha will be unique with the Tam Elyon, and that's why he uses Lashon of Zokin, a Zokin, someone who knows Laredet, the Shoresh, Advarim. Continue. It says in the Torah in Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Yud Zayin, Mishmatim Es HaMatzus, Ki Betzim Yom Zeh, Otzeis Yetzir Viseichem Yeretz Mitzrayim. Shikar the Matzus, because on this very day I took out your host from Mitzrayim. We have to understand, Sarichus Lashon, Ki Betzim Yom Zeh, Otzeis Yetzir Viseichem. Why doesn't it just say, Shmartim Es HaMatzus, Ki Otzeis Yetzchem Yom Mitzrayim. Why Ki Betzim Yom Zeh, Otzeis Yetzir Viseichem Yeretz Mitzrayim. What's this? Arichus HaLashon. We also have to note that in Tfilah Shachrus we say Bechoreim Horokto U'Bechor Chaga Olta, that you killed their Bechors, and your Bechors you redeemed, the Bechor Yisrael Mul Bechorei Mitzrayim Zeh L'Umah Zeh. However, in Ma'ariv we say B'Stam HaMaka Be'Evraso Kol Bechorei Mitzrayim Be'Yotzeh Atamo Yisrael Mitoichem L'Cheirus Oilam. So in the morning we mention the our Bechors against their Bechors. At night, we just say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hit with his anger all the Bechorei Mitzrayim and took out the Jewish people without mentioning our Bechor, the Umat, their Bechor. We also have to understand that, that it says, Umeis kol Bechor be'eretz Mitzrayim, that it's mashma derech mimeila. But derech mimeila, Umeis kol Bechor be'eretz Mitzrayim. Afterwards, it says, V'ikesi kol Bechor be'eretz Mitzrayim. God is hitting the Lashon Pe'ula. So first, it's mashma automatically. And then it's mashma that there has to be a pe'ula. Now the first parsha was set to power before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And the second was set to the Jewish people. In the parsha of Chodesh Zelachem, the first parsha it says, Kol Amar Hashem Kachatzos HaLaila. Rashi says, Kehechalek HaLaila, when the night is split up. Kachatzos Kamo Ke'alos. Kachatzos is like Ke'alos, when the sun rises. So, on the dawn comes up. So to kachatzos, when the light is split up, Rabbi Sein Udarshu, Shamar Moshe, kachatzos, v'lamar bachatzos, shem yitnu atzdinine paro v'yayin. Moshe ba'da, he wabal kodesh baruch, yodei ito b'viragov, omar bachatzos. So, our rabbi's darshan, that Moshe says, kichatzos, at about chatzos, not at chatzos, because paro's stargazers are going to make a mistake. They're going to say Moshe is a liar because it didn't happen exactly at Chatzos. He said about Chatzos. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke, he knows exactly when it's going to happen. He said about Chatzos. But Moshe Rabbeinu says Ka Chatzos, about Chatzos. V'kvar pirshu b'dayi le'olam da'oimek in this Indian, that this doesn't mean that there's a chshad here, that Moshe Rabbeinu is choshish, that it's the Gnine Paro, won't be oimed al dipuk hazman, they won't know the exact time. The deeper meaning is, we discussed this in the past, that the moment of Chatzos is mufka mitfisas enosh. Every moment in time can be split up and is going to be shaykh either to before Chatzos or after Chatzos. You can just keep breaking it up. And as you break up time more and more, a second, a half a second, a quarter of a second, an eighth of a second, and then you break those times up at Chatzos, and half of it's going to be from before Chatzos, and half after Chatzos. But the Nekuda itself, that midway point, is not shaykh to us, because as small as that Nekuda gets, so you can always split it up into two, and half is going to be before Chatzos, and half is going to be after Chatzos. As Nekudat Chatzos, Kayemet Yirak Be'af Shatat Musag, ואינן את פסת במציאות. רק הקדוש ברוך הוא, למעלה מהזמן, יודע איתיו ורגעיו. The Nekut of Chatzos is only kind of a shot is a musa. It's complete. completely abstract, it's not nitfas in the mitzvahs, and only God, who's above time, knows chatzos, he can connect the chatzos, but for us, there is no such thing. Now, yom is ba'anhogas midas ha-chesed, l'hagi ba'boigel chasdech ha-layla, is midas ha-din ve'amunas ha-balelos kayadua. And the moment of chatzos is the nekudat ha-ma'avar, it's the transition point between these two hanhogas. Nekudas chatzos is the place where there's no chiluk between yom and layla, between chesed and din. Because the nekudah of chatzos is the shoresh ha-reishis shemisham noveh ha-kol. It's the root of the beginning from which everything flowed, discussed in a recent shir, how the world was created at the beginning of time. And that's b'hibaram b'avram, tzchus l'chesed of Avram. And then, you see some Mitzrayim parallels that that's the birth of the Jewish people, which happened in Chatzos, when the Bechoros died, that was the beginning of Re'etzia. So that's also a new brick, because the world was created for the Jewish people. There's no chilek between day and night, between chesed and din. That's the shoresh ha-reishis shemisham noveh ha-kol. Everything comes from that nekudas ha-reishis, where there's no chilek between day and night, where there's no chilek between chesed and din. But before chatzos, that's the time of unas chavalelos, and after chatzos, as we start getting towards the morning, that's leans towards the lahagi b'boker chasdecha. But at chatzos, that's the shorish of everything. We see today that there are two anhagas. There's the anhaga of chesed, and there's the anhaga of din. There's the anhaga of toiv v'hameitiv, and there's the anhaga of dayin emes. Aval atid lavo yivurar shekulo hatov v'hameitiv. In the future, it's going to be clear that everything is a tov v'hameitiv. Similarly, Nikudat chatzot sheyechet leotan nikudat reishit shilemala min hazman v'sheyechet rak l'Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So in this world we have chesed, we have din, we have atayv v'hameitiv, and we have dayin emes. But in the future, it's going to become clear that it's all hatov v'hameitiv. It's all good. That's what's going to be clear in the future. And so to nikudas chatzos is shayach to that nikudas hareishis, which is lamalam and azman, and is shaykh only to HaKadosh Baruch. And that shaykh, of course, is hanaga of kulo, hatov, ve'hameitiv. Yeshnei dvarim gedolim, inyanim v'fradim, she'eru b'chatzot leil tetva, ve'nachil v'nomar. Farashat yitziat Mitzrayim mitchadesh gilui shem havaya mishmuta v'yitbarach. So two great things happen at chatzos laila of tesvav, and let's explain. In the parasha of Yitzis Mitzrayim, there is a chiddush of Gilui Shem Havoyah Mishmoy Sil Gizbarach. It was a chiddush of the revelation of the name Havoyah, of God's name. That's what it says at the beginning of Parshas Vayera. Ani Havoyah, I am Shem Havoyah Vayera, I appear to the Abbas, who Shmi Hashem Loi Nodati Lahem. But the name of Havoyah, Yudke Vovke, I wasn't known to them with that name, and therefore tell Bnei Israel, Ani Havoyah, Bechem Meshach Kol HaMakas, Ksi Bezois Teda, Ki Ani Havoyah. That's why Yaakov the Sefer is called Sefer Shmos. We have a lot about Shemus, the Shemus of Bnei Yisrael, the Rabbi Mitzrayim, and Moshe is being given a name, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking about his name a lot. This is my name, that's my name. L'man teva ki ani havoya, 8:18. B'zos teva ki ani havoya, 7:17. Other psukim, the Goyim explains that the Mitzolam have no yachas, have no relationship to the Shem Havoya, because Shem Havoya is shaykh to Yitzirah v'hit havut. Hashem shemehaveh hakol, and goyim have no shaykhis to this. Achrei she'olam nitaveh v'kvar kayam, as shaykhim hem l'chol minei ha'alagot shebetoch olam. So, the havaya relates to the yitzira, to the creation, to the yisavus, where everything comes from. So that's the shem havaya, and the goyim have no shaykhis to that. Only Klal Yisrael has shaykhis to that. The goyim have shaykhis to other shemis, to the powers of atonement that will come, but not havaya. They have shaykhs to the other shemes that are beneath the shem havayah. The havayah is the root of it all, and they have no shaykhs to the roots. Rosh Hashiva Zatzal explained that Mashishem havayah nika al klal Yisrael uheicha sheish hakorah shebishvilam nichnas la'isek hazeh shel b'riyas kol ha'olamos. Shri Sel Shaniku Lashis. So why is Shem Havaya called, why is Kali Sorlay Daf Kali Sorlates to Shem Havaya? Shni Havaya Lono Dati Lahim, but to you, I'm gonna tell you. Tedakyani Havaya, Bizos Tedakin Havaya, Laman Tedakyani Havaya. So why is Kali so related to that? Because we have this recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu went into this whole Esek for us, the whole B'yos HaLamas is for us. Shul Yisrael Shnei Gurashis. And the Mas'ol HaMein HaMagah B'Tfisa came by Anhaga B'lo B'Yitzira. So they have a Tfisa, the Mas'ol HaMein. And Anhaga HaLamas, how the world is conducting now, but not in Etzem HaVoyas HaLamas, not in the very creation of the world, and that's what the Jewish people have. Shul Yisrael Shnei Gurashis. And therefore comes Moshe Rabbeinu over here and he says to Paro that the Shem HaVoyah is Shaykh Rakli Yisrael. Since the Shem HaVayah is Shaykh only to the Jewish people, and Mela, he says, send my nation away so that they can serve me. So the Jewish people are Shaykh only the Jewish people are Shaykh to the Shem HaVayah. Therefore, you have to let them go in order to serve me, because they can serve me on a higher level. And all the miracles changed creation, changed nature. They weren't within the framework of nature. They changed nature. In the Nefesh HaChaim, Shaar Gimel, Perek Beis, it says that a person who is placed in this world, in order that he should understand that he's a Mitzvah, Kayam, Baal, Pula, and he has Kol HaBechira, with all the great responsibility that's connected to that. But there's also a Bechina, which is above Bechira, Bechina, Bechira, Sa'ad, and above. Man's free choice. Avachin of Ain Ode, of Yidiyasu Yisbarach, the Hakar that all the brewing are Tzuyim Va'om Debo Vein Tolu Behem, who Yisbarach Mechadish Bochoyim Tolu Mimai Sebelishis, who Omar Ve'yei Bochol Regis, is in a where we just have no Bechir. Our God is just running everything, and our Messias has no Tfis at all. So Kodesh Baruch Hu is creating us anew every second. And Rosh Chaim explains that this Tfisa, a man can't be masik between years. We can't be makir such a saga constantly that we don't really exist, we don't really have a fear, and God is just creating us, only from time to time. The moment of chatzos is a nekuda. So, in the seichel, you can understand that there's a regular called chatzos, but not b'chush, because again, b'chush, every moment you try to grab onto it around midnight, it's going to be either half of it's going to be before, and half of it is going to be after. So we can only understand it by Hashatas HaSeichel in a more abstract way. And that's the first moment, that's the Reishis HaYitzira. Koy Amar HaVoyah Kachatzes Laila Niyotzi B'Sorich Mitzrayim. Be'oto Rega, She'omid L'malam Mitzivut HaZman. That time which is above the reality of time that we can grasp, I am going out of the Hester, and I'm going to be revealed in Mitzrayim. In this moment of Chatzos, of this Gili of Ein Od, אז אין כל דבר הנושא על התואר אישית בהכרח שייפסק וייבטל. והוא יתברך יוצא ומתגלה בתוך מצרים, ומילא לבטל כל דבר שיש לו שם ראשית. And at this moment of Chatzos, of this revelation of Ein Od, so there's nothing. So everything that has a name of Reishis is going to be Nifsak, is going to be Mizbatel, and it's going to be nullified, because this Rekha of Chatzos is a Gili of Ein Od. And therefore, the true Reishis is Mizgala, and all the other ratios are going to be Mizbatel. And they're going to realize that everything is Hashem, and in the middle there's no other Reishis. And that's why the Bechoras had to die. Because at this moment, there's only one Reishis, and that's Hashem. And in the middle, there's no room for the Bechor in Mitzrayim. And it could be that that's what the Gemara meant, and there is Aliyah, and there's a brother in Kadmon, and Lashon of Pidyon, and Apeich, and there's Mitzrayim, and there's a Tfilah, and we base it above the Pidyon, and she's basically, and God Bechor in Mitzrayim, and you take him on the move, that Lashon Niftu, Niftu, and they are who Bechor in Mitzrayim, and even the Jewish Bechor was supposed to die. They were just redeemed, and instead of Bechor in Mitzrayim died, that's why we say, Apeich, and there's Mitzrayim. Wait, so what's the pigeon? Pigeon is that they were also supposed to die. The Bechor in Mitzrayim. It was just a pigeon, there was a redemption, and instead of the Bechor in Mitzrayim died. So That beauty of Reishis, of Ein Od, that should have been misgala, that should have been revealed through the Bukhari souls, instead of revealed through the Bukhari Mitzrayim. It says in the Pasuk, it says in Shemais Rabbi, Lal Gimel Nasati Mitzrayim Taftachtecha. This idea is actually a pasuk in Isaiah, in chapter 43 in verse 3. So Rashi already says, of the Jewish people, the Bechors were supposed to die, and instead the Bechors of Mitzrayim died. Klal Yisrael were saved because the world was created for them. Shul Yisrael sheniku reishis, and their shaykh beiz ha'ifin shul ha'mokor v'sherish ha'kol, reishit machshavto yitbarach, b'ni b'chori Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu omer sheYisrael kaviyachol hu ha'bechor shelo, u'bezchut zeh nitzlu, the word is Bechor. And that's why we were saved, because the world was kiyachol for us. However, for this gili of any yotzei b'serich Mitzrayim, we needed a bittul, we needed a hafka, any other rishis. And therefore, nasati chafrucha Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim was instead of you, Mitzrayim tachtecha shemakech, Mitzrayim yidal v'kimo, and Mitzrayim is instead of you. And that's what it says, v'meis kol b'chor, b'derech m'meila, it had to be. It had to be that all the b'chors died. Because this is the Gili of Reishis. Once it's the Gili of Reishis Hashem, all the other Reishis have to go. So the Kol Zeh Michad, and the Chutz Mikol Zeh, B'Rega Chatzot Eta Gili Kibishat HaBchora Shel Klal Yisrael. At this moment, there was also a revelation of the Kedushat Bukhara Klal Yisrael, which is the Zeh Luman Zeh, by the Mises Bukhara Mitzrayim. There was a revelation of the Kedushat Bukhara of Klal Yisrael, and these both happened in Chatzot Yisrael and Tezvav. One, in Yetzir B'Serach Mitzrayim, Gili Reishis HaKol, which is Mafkiyah Memeh Reishis Mitzrayim. And also Gilut Yisrael B'chor Zeh L'mazeh, and that's the B'chorim Rok, the B'chor Chagol, the Dan Shaykh Tassiyah, to the Ma'i Sakov, Yikesi Kol B'chor. So we asked before, one is B'derech M'meila, one is active, so there are two things happening. One is B'derech M'meila, they're dying because of the Gilut Yisrael. On the other hand, there's an active revelation of the Kedusha B'choros, which brought about that there's Zeh L'mazeh, B'chorim Rok, they got killed their B'chor, and kept their arrows alive. And the pasuk of Avarti, etc., be Casey called B'chor, and Shemos Yud Beis Beis, the power of the Dashans, and Evil Ay Malach, and Evil Ay Sarf, and Evil Ay Shliach. Whereas when it says before that, Ani Yotze, B'serach Mitzrayim, they don't Dashan like that. So the explanation is that Ani Yotze, B'serach Mitzrayim, which is the pasuk 11:4, there's no Chiddush, it's a Milsa B'shit, and Muvan Me'elah, Ani Yotze, Ein Oyd, and Meis called B'chor, B'vadai, and Evil Ay Lachir, it's Pashat. And only be a case he called B'chor Be'eretz Mitzrayim, which is a pool of Gili Kedushas B'chor Shel Yisrael, killed all the B'chors of Mitzrayim, which is a revelation of the holiness of the Jewish B'chors. This could be done by the Shliach. When there's a revelation of the Yotzei B'serach Mitzrayim, it's Pashat that's Hashem, and he will go Acher. But the Vikesi went to Pu'ula, so maybe someone else is doing the Pu'ula. It's not necessarily Hashem. And that's the Chiddush. Now, even there was Hashem. Not only the Derech Memeil was Hashem, and Hashem revealed himself. Of course it was Hashem himself. But even though it was a Pu'ula of killing the Bukhara, that was also Hashem, Velo Acher. In the Pasha Rishon, it says, Kachatzis Lail, etc., Umeis Kol Bukhara. There it says, Lo Yechrat Kelab L'Shono. But it doesn't say this afterwards, because the dog feels when there is someone who's going to die, B'chor Yisrael, Ayin Bab Kam Sanachon Beis, even B'chor Yisrael, Rishayich L'misa, B'shas and Yetzir B'serach Mitzrayim, if not for the P.S. B'chor Yisrael, U'misa B'chor Mitzrayim Tachem, that the B'chor Mitzrayim died, instead of B'chor Yisrael, and therefore, Yechrat Kel L'shono, and therefore, no dog barked. Whereas in the Parash Shni of Gili Dushis B'chor Yisrael, there it's not mentioned. Parashat Shnei was said to the Jewish people on Chodesh Nisan, HaChodesh is El Lechem, Shul Chodesh and Gulas Mitzrayim, Kedush is Bechora, Bechoreim HaRakta Bechor HaGalta. So the first Parashat of Niyotiv Tzedek Mitzrayim, which is in Perek Yidal of Pasuk Dalet, was said that the power before was Chodesh Nisan. as the second parsha, which was said to the Jewish people in Chodesh Nisan. Chodesh is Elohim, that's the Chodesh of Gulas Yisrael. That's the Chodesh of Kedushas HaBechorah. In the first parasha in Perek Yud Aleph, from the everybody was supposed to walk towards, even all the Jews, so there the dogs didn't bark because the dogs realized, like we see in Baba Pansa and Chum Beit, the dogs had a chush when the Malach HaMavis comes to the city. So here the dogs had a chush, the Malach HaMavis came to the city, so they didn't bark, they felt it. It's all the way, everyone was supposed to die, not the fact that we were redeemed by the Chorah in Yisrael. In the parasha Shnei of Gilu Kedushas HaBechorah Yisrael, there it's not mentioned. Because here the Jewish, they're not supposed to die. Jewish Bechors aren't supposed to die. And because this is a special Gilu of Kedushas Bechors Yisrael, so it's the first parasha, which is where all the Bechors are supposed to die. And then we were just, there was a pigeon, they died instead of ours. Their Bechors died instead of ours. The second parasha was said in Chodesh Nisan, Chodesh Zalachem, which is the Chodesh of Gulus Yisrael, of Kedushas Bechors, and Bechors Yisrael, Bechors Marak, and Bechors Chabal, the first parasha, and Yotzei himself in Mitzrayim, was said at the parasha before Chodesh Nisan. And there's the automatic who makes Kol Bechor. So the Lahag Baboker Chazecha is the chesed of Zel U'mazeh of Bechorim Arakta U'Bechor Chavalta. U'Belayla Mitzadim Be'emasa Balayla, so there we see Amakeh Be'brosa Kol Bechorim Bechorim Tzayim. In other words, in our Nisach HaTfilah, at night, we say Amakeh Be'brosa, he hits with his wrath, Kol Bechorim Tzayim. That's the meat of Emunasa Baleos. That's not Zeh U'Maseh. That's only talking about the smiting the Bechorim Mitzrayim. But there's a chesed of Zeh U'Maseh that we were, instead of the Bechorim of Mitzrayim, that we were saved. And they were killed instead. That's what we have in the morning of Bechorim Arakli Bechor Chogolta. That's the special chesed that Hashem did for us, that even though we were supposed to die, we didn't. That's the mitzvah of Hagi Baboker Chazdecha. And then there's the other mitzvah of Emunasa Balelos, when things are dark. That's at nighttime. So what do we say at night? At night we say Amakeh Rosa Kol Bechorim Mitzrayim. That's not the chesed of Zeh U'Maseh. That's just the gilu of Kedushas Yisrael. And the mail of all that's supposed to happen at night is that their bechors are supposed to be killed. But that mitzvah, which relates to the to the second parasha of Gili Kedushas HaBechorah, there only talks about the Hakav Bechorah in Mitzrayim. But we're not, the Jews aren't shy for that. Only in the mitzvah of Hagibro Bechazdecha, in the morning we say Zeh U'Maseh Bechorah Marak Bechorah Chavalta. And through that, the Jewish people were Zoch, the Chayr Soilah, the Yotzei Sami Sami Toch, the Chayr Soilah. Because at this moment, of the Gili of Ani Havoya, and Yotzei Mitzkal Abtoch Mitzrayim, Shem Zerikal Klai Yisrael Dafka, that's how they were Zoche, the Chayrus Olam, the Ani Havoya, the Shem Hashem, that's revealed in Mitzrayim, that allowed us to have this eternal Chayrus. Shebuchol Zman, Buchol Mas, the Mas Shelo Yiyeh, but the Chayrus Olam is above anything that happens in time. And that would appear to be Kavanas HaPasit, which Shemartin is Hamas, is Be'etzim Ayem Hazeh, Mas is a Machol, that's told us, Mitzvah, and Zlisus, and Shoshas Lamal and Azman, as is well known from the Me'aral in the Sefer Agurus in the 36th parak, when this Maila, which is the Lamal and Azman, comes down to be Nitfas and Chayfas B'Soch Azman, it requires extra special shmiras and masses, everything is done kirch, kirch, fast, with Zalisus, for trying to go above time, trying to go into the world of eternity, transcend time. Masses is a Machal of the Muna Mecha de Me'emusa, that the spiritual comes down and takes a physical form, the Machal Agash, Mishmartim, and Masses. You should guard these masses, which is the meat of the Zrizis. It requires special Shmiri Yisera if you're going above time. Ki be'etzem ayom azeh, Targum Unkelus, Bechoran yom edem, Rahman explains in Gelshem Karen, Nekudas l'malo min hazman, that's the horn above time, is Yoredes l'hai alma min pesit eslenu. It's the beginning, just like the Karen and the Rosh. So this is Nekudas l'malo min hazman, which comes into our world. B'chran yom adein l'osh min Karen, Hatsesi es tzibo esechem, Hashem klal Yisrael cholal, Shishin ribo elu shiyotu b'mitzrayim. Hashem klal Yisrael, Yisrael, and 600,000 people who left Egypt. Sivas Hashem, like we find in Shmos Yudhei's Mimam, and though these are Netzach Yisrael, Nitzchu Eskal Yisrael, Shuvah Muhus Lamalam as man. So now we understand the Pasuk. Mishmartem es HaMatzis, you have a special Shmira, because you're going above time, whatever is above time, it's done with the Zrizis HaMatzis. So if you're going above time, it requires a special Shmira. Ki Be'etzem Hayom Azeh, what's the Be'etzem? That's the Keren. That's Bechran, or Bekeren, Yoyma Dehadein, which is above time, Nikudas Lamalam as man, which is coming down into our world. In other words, guard these matters because on this very day, again above time, Hosesius Tzivosechem Me'eretz Mitzrayim, I took your Tzivos, the shame Klal Yisrael, Yischal and the 600,000 Shiatzim of Mitzrayim, and these Tzivos are Tzivos Hashem, and these Tzivos are Netzach Yisrael, and Netzach Yisrael is above time, and that's Chal and the Jewish people now. So the male, we understand the Arichos and the Pasuk, Ushmaltim is Hamatzis, the special Shmira for Lamalam as man, ki be'etzem, be'etzem, be'keren, b'chran yom adein, above time, be'etzem, be'yem azeh, avotesis, tzivoyseichem, anu di nitzchis Yisrael eschal, I was taking your tzivos, out of Mitzrayim, avon, me'ilim, kisapir, baruch Hashem. Thank you so much for listening, Shalom, Shalom.